Right now it's 26 past six and Mark Riggle of Milford Asset Management's back with us. Afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Hey, so every now and again we're talking about these passive fund flows and their impacts on the stocks. Why is this hot again?
Well, yeah, I agree. It does seem that we're talking about this more often. And, you know, it does seem that passive flows are driving outsized moves in New Zealand stocks, and that's becoming more regular. You know, I think that's due to the rise in passive, or otherwise known as index-based investing. And that trend's likely to continue because the amount of money in passive funds in the US has actually overtaken the amount part with managers that actually choose stocks based on merit. So these big pools of money have to find their way into companies as they get added to various indices of stocks that they follow. So for New Zealand, at the beginning of the year, we had, of course, that huge volatility in the utility companies. That was index-driven. Now, this Friday, we've got a big index event, which is, you know, for investors, quite exciting, and it's been driving some strong performance of New Zealand companies, shares including like Main Freight, Stride Property and Serco. And then further ahead, and in a couple of months' time, we've got the KiwiSaver changes. And this is a passive index event as well, really, because it's a mandated event. And I think for active managers, there could be some opportunities there.
Okay, so on Main Freight, this has been great, as you've pointed out, up 27% in the last 3 months. Do you put that down to anticipation of passive buying?
Yeah, there's a few things going on. Look, let's not forget that Main Freight is a really high-quality company. It's a really good operator. Continues to deliver some strong financial performance, including its update just 2 weeks ago. But, you know, it's getting larger as a company, so that means it keeps getting added to more indices, and on Friday it's being added to the FTSE World Index. And so passive money that follows that index has to go and buy Main Freight stock. Estimates vary, but it could be about $150 million worth of stock to be bought by those funds. And, you know, for some context, around $1.5 million worth of Main Freight typically changes hands on a daily basis. So that's a really big flow in the stock. So I think it's reasonable to suggest that at least some of the 12% gain in the last month will be due to some traders buying ahead of that flow. And you could say the same thing about companies like Serco, which is up 15% in the last month.
Yeah, fascinating. Okay, so you've mentioned the KiwiSaver changes that are going to come in December. What are the implications on New Zealand shares here?
Well, let's recap. The default providers are changing their strategies from conservative to balanced. And purely from a market perspective, balanced funds hold more exposure to shares. So that means that default providers are going to have to buy more shares in New Zealand. So again, estimates vary, but this could be $400 million worth of buying in December when this transition happens. And again, that's big in the context of a market that trades around $130 million a day. So there could be some big buy flows in New Zealand in a couple of months' time. And you've got changing providers as the set of default providers changes. So you're going to have some sell and then buy flows, which could generate some reasonable price and volume opportunities for investors and traders to take advantage of.
Oh, very interesting stuff. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Mark Riggle, Milford Asset Management.